Well, time is winding down on us for this month's Highways and Byways audio magazine. I trust that we've been a blessing to you in at least some small way up to this point. But we still have a few things to get done. For one thing, we have to finish up with part three of your word for the day. We've been taking a look at the word one as it relates to God and the Trinity as we refer to it. We've been using excerpts from our recent House of Prayer radio program, and we're ready to move into part three where we wrap up this look at your word for the day, one. Welcome back to House of Prayer Radio. I hope you've been able to be with us from the start of today's program. If not, the best way I can try to get you caught up with us in a hurry is to ask you a little riddle. When is one actually three, and three really one? Well, that's what I've been talking about this morning concerning the three persons of the Godhead, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Even though the word Trinity is not found in the Bible, we use the word to describe the unity of these three persons. Now, I had stated that upon returning from our song break, we'd take a look at some conversations between these three persons of the Godhead. I said that the things that we talk about were going to start to get very interesting and very intense. I said this because for the one who doubts that there's more than one person in the Godhead, well, after reading this passage, they may need to make a very serious determination about the mental stability of God. Okay, then, here's our bombshell passages. Genesis 1:26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." Or how about this one from Genesis 11:5-7? But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, "Indeed the people are one, and they have all one language." And this is what they began to do. "Now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." Do you hear what I hear? God is having dialogue with himself, and he's saying, "Let us make man in our image." And the next example, he says, "Let us go down and confuse their language." Well, here's that serious decision, then, that one must make concerning the mental stability of God. Either God is schizophrenic, delusional in his notion of having someone to speak with, or God is more than one person. Not three gods, mind you, but three persons, who, when counted together, make up our Creator, the Lord God. Now, remember earlier this morning, at the start of the program, I recalled a time when my daughter was watching Sesame Street and the Count Dracula was attempting to teach the Cookie Monster how to count. He was using cookies as the objects to be counted, which, as I said before, was a big mistake. Every time that the Count would turn around to add a second cookie, the first one would be gone. And why? Because the Cookie Monster was going to be true to that Cookie Monster nature and eat the cookies. Because that's what he does. But as the Cookie Monster removed the first cookie and ate it, he also made the Count invalid. The Count couldn't go on to number two because number one didn't exist. Count never had a chance to get to number three because one and two didn't exist. The Count had been made invalid because one had been removed. Now, why are we back to Sesame Street and our consideration of the three persons in one God? Well, the point is in the missing cookie, if you will. Just as the Count was invalid every time that the Counting Dracula found the first cookie was gone, the Count is invalid concerning God when we try to remove Jesus, the Holy Spirit, or the Father from the count of God. God says, "Let us go down and see," and humans want to pave a complex road that tries to go around the plain fact that God is having a conversation among himself, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. God says, "Let us create man in our image," and people want to find some way to rationalize that God really didn't mean to say us and our, as though God doesn't have a command of proper grammar. Well, God is not schizophrenic, my friend. God does not suffer from multiple personality disorder. God created us in his image, a triune being. That's what we are, body, soul, and spirit. Now, one of those persons of the Godhead came down to earth and took the form of a man in order to feel what we feel, endure what we endure as humans, and ultimately, that God-man, who never sinned as the rest of us have, willingly demonstrated the love of God towards all mankind by sacrificing his life. He took the punishment that we deserved as sinful creatures. That person of the Godhead is Jesus. He did not remain in the grave, my friend. He was raised up by the Spirit of God and restored to the right hand of God the Father, and thus completed the work necessary for you and I to become sons and daughters of God ourselves. The three persons of the Godhead created us in their image in the beginning, and the three persons of the Godhead found a way to restore us into a right standing relationship and repair that broken image of God in us that our sin-filled nature broke. Is your God-intended image repaired this day? Do you want to be certain that it is? Jesus said the way to accomplish this is to place your faith in Him and the work of that cross, and then keep His commandments, follow His teachings, and be counted as one in Him. I invite you to invite the triune God of this universe to change your life this day. Now take your word for the day, and then why not become one with Jesus for all eternity?
Our Father.
Get heard from the throne room to packed arenas, you heard. Known for that, must commence.
Rocket fat, crowd react. Believe I pray for that.
Yo, I keep my stance on the rock like this. So if two, three, or more decide to lock wrists, you better come strong, faith long in this. Cause with Rich and CC, you know God in the midst.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. but you never.